We got to kick some sad, sorry sacks off the lawn. We got to keep them looking nice.
I'll kick you off first.
Where are your nards, man? Where are your nards?
You think that you need to kick me off your lawn? I kicked myself off the lawn for a hard day. That's what I would have went by. Nothing pisses a man off like a hot summer day, right? What the hell's wrong with you? Al, the mission. What are we diving into today? Trophies, my man.
Trophies.
The wife's been hunting for me.
I think that's it. I said it's a brewery.
We booked a lot of big lines. That is my sweet spot.
What else you got, man? In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. I am Handsome Kevin. I'm with my island boy, the lover boy, Treehorn, Easy Day, as they called him in college, my main man, Tropic Al. Tropic Al, how are you, man?
So much trouble.
For being Easy Day? Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. It's okay, man. It's all right. I don't know what they called you in college. They could have called you Rough Day. Hard Day. That's what I would have went by. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Things are good here. It feels like summertime. This is the hottest May the 2nd we've had. And, you know, this one, we're recording this on the 2nd that we've had since, I want to say, the early 80s here in Huntsville.
Okay.
So gotcha. It felt like summertime today, and no bueno.
Man, I'll pass on that action. We've been rainy here, man. It seems like it's been raining for about 2 weeks straight, which I generally don't mind the rain, because nobody asks you to go outside to do anything in the rain. So I'm pretty much okay with the rain almost always, and especially if it keeps the humidity, like, down, I guess, is probably the way I want to look at that, because I don't want it to be hot and humid, man. I don't want to feel like it's Alabama and Minnesota. I'm not for that.
Yeah, it's that's what we were discussing as we left the office today. Like, it feels like it's going to be just a hot, miserable summer. So, not looking forward to it. But other than that, you know, things are on the up and up.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, do you shut it down? I might have asked you this before. Do you shut it down come summer when it gets ridiculous out? Because even up here, when it gets hot out, I shut her down. I ain't going out there.
There are very few things I would do outside, and like when I cut the grass, it will be early morning or way late in the evening, like as the sun is down or going, you know, right at the crux of going down. Because that midday stuff, you can keep it. I did that long enough in life. I'm good.
I just don't like, I get out, I walk outside, and I'm just, you know, when it's hot like that, I'm sweating. It's automatic sweat, man. Automatic sweat. I can't deal with it. Like, it's that sweat where, like, the back of your kneecaps are sweating, and all you're doing is standing there. That's it. I'm just standing.
Yeah. Just existing.
Yeah.
Having to wear jeans to work in the summertime. Like, you become very thankful, like, for remote start and things like that. You have it on the vehicle.
Oh, man, that's right. You remote start your vehicle with the AC on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ain't bad.
Nice and chilly in there.
Yeah, I like that talk. I like that a lot, actually. I never think to do it in the summer. It's just, we're wired not to do it in Minnesota. You know, you're wired for remote start for the winter. The summer, you don't even think about it. But that I might. Well, hopefully I'll remember to do that. Almost guarantee I won't. Al, nothing pisses a man off like a hot summer day, right? Both of us are in that same vein. And I think with that, man, knowing that you're heading into that hot summer day, we should probably just get into it. We should probably just exercise. As the demons, man, we got to kick some sad, sorry sacks off of the lawn. We got to keep them looking nice. Now, who are you eliminating from your lawn?
So I have a few here. The I'll kick you off first. The weekend trip on the week of the draft. What is your problem?
Listen here. No. Let me stop you right there, Alan. Let me tell you this. If it was possible that this trip could have happened when it normally does, which is usually the weekend in between whatever holiday and whatever Mother's Day is, that's the weekend we go. For whatever reason, everybody else's schedule didn't map up that way. Why? Because all my stupid friends are having stupid children and going to stupid kid events. Not me, not the kid. I'm ready. Where you want to go? What weekend? Tell me. I'm there. When do they pick? Because why? Because of kid stuff. We got to go the weekend of the draft. It's the first draft since I'm, I don't know, 10 years old. I haven't watched every friggin' round. You think I'm happy about that, Al? You think that you need to kick me off your lawn for not being able to watch the entire draft? Trust me, you don't. I kick myself off the lawn for having friends that want to go out of town during the draft. With that being said, I love going to the cabin, but that's unacceptable.
Well, I just wanted to get you in the right mindset. I figured going that one first would get you there. So, mission accomplished. Like you're,
yeah, I'm there.
You're
where you want to go next?
We'll get to trophies. These Monday Night Wars Ultimate Edition. This Brett face scan can get off the lawn that comes on the figure. I don't know who thought this one was a good idea. Some of these they crush. Some of them are so good. That one may be the worst Brett face scan I've seen, and that's saying something.
So, Al, you know I'm usually a Brett face scan apologist.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you, man. This is not good by any standards, man. This is a bad face scan. That being said, I still likely will end up picking it up, but it is not. I saw it. And I don't usually put a Brett back down, right? I usually don't put a Brett back down once I pick it up. This one I set back down and said, Brett, you can wait. It is not. It's bad, man. You're right. I'm not gonna apologize on this one. It's a bad Brett face, man.
Well, when I saw that, I was able to snag the Piper, and I just saw that Brett, and I'm with you. Typically on something like this that are hard to find most of the time for us, I would snatch that right up and see if Kevin needs it, see, you know, whatever. But I had to walk away. Like, looking at the face that comes on the body in the box, it's just, I don't know what expression that's supposed to be. I don't know what they were trying to accomplish there. Like, maybe it would look better with the glasses on. I hope. But it's bad. So that one can get off the lawn.
That's a difficult grumper face is what it is.
Yeah. Or it's the, I just sharded myself and I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. I got a surprise here. All right. We'll go back to the draft here. I know you AEW defenders are loving this, thinking it's so great. First off, why was Tony Khan on my TV draft day at all? But then he is crudely wearing a neck brace to keep up with the kayfabe, you know, of the vicious injury he sustained from the Elite. You know, even his father came out.
Oh,
you know, to check on him.
Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah. And then the comments, like, dude, just no, stop. Please stop, Tony Khan. Rein it in. And I'm wondering if the lines that he said, you know, regarding the Pepsi and so forth, is that being fed to you from someone like, oh, yeah, you ought to compare WWE to this and that'll be great, you know, because that's what they are. No. Just stop, but get off the lawn. Just leave. Leave the premises post haste.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. I don't understand what he was trying to, like, I will. I like this, Al. Here's what I will say. I like the attempt at kayfabe. Right. I like that. But when you do it as half-assed as he did it, to me, it's almost like a slap in the face to what you're trying to accomplish. He put on a neck brace, barely put it on, right? You've seen people actually in neck braces before. It was all loose as get out, and he's looking around with a smile on his face. What kind of injury did you sustain, numbnuts? And then his comments about how I said it on the Wizards, man. The guy can't even make a proper analogy. And are we supposed to find him? Like, is he trying to be like the lovable underdog? He's not. He's annoying as all get out, man. It's getting worse and worse, Al. And I will say this. Stories are starting to come along in AEW. Stories are starting to come along. Whether I like the stories or not, some of those stories are coming along. They're doing okay. I still can't stand the guy. I still can't stand him. So I'm with you, Al. I agree. He's off my lawn, too. I don't know whose lawn he's on. Probably a lawn that has been paid for by his father's money.
And that's the thing, that eventually any good businessman, and I would say Shah Khan is, you know, a good businessman.
Yeah.
Got some success there, you know, had more wins than losses, most likely.
Yes.
You know, to be where you are, to own the things that you do, to live the life that you live. When is it going to be, all right, yeah, I've had enough of this. No more playtime with your pig fed.
Right.
Because at times it's so unbearable. And I agree. Some of the stories now are captivating or interesting. You know, that, okay. Yeah, you got me. I want to see what happens here. You've got talent on a roster. Use it. You know, get a booker in. You've got wrestling minds. You had wrestling minds, some of the greatest in the business. Use them.
Right.
You know, don't just, no.
It's funny, too, for as much hell as Jim Cornette gets, some of it deservingly, some of it maybe not so much. When he explained professional wrestling in the most basic of terms, using the you know, two guys fighting on the side of the road. You've heard him say it.
Mm-hmm.
He nails it. He is absolutely right. What? Just listen. Just listen, man. Just listen. And if he had sooner or later, right? And obviously they're not publicly traded, so we don't know what their books look like. I have a really hard time believing their books look that good, Al. Really hard time.
I mean, I'm not one for just, you know, chiming in the numbers, you know, like that's the only metric you use.
Mm-hmm.
Because AEW at first, you know, if it didn't have numbers, it was a compelling story that was adding numbers each week.
Right.
You know, that, okay, you're getting people interested. It's something new.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But yeah, you gotta reel that in. That I know when I sent you that picture of him with the neck brace that you could see was clearly not in place. You
right.
You lost your mind for a brief moment there.
I sure as hell did. Yeah. Sure as hell did, man. Is that all you got, Al? That seems
Oh no.
I was gonna say that seems way too light.
I've got one more before I get to you again.
Oh.
Got cut off by a lady in her Land Rover. And I refer to her as Botox Lady because she had a lot of enhancements and plastic surgeries.
Little Botox Bev?
Yeah. With a bedazzled steering wheel.
Oh, yeah.
On the cell phone. Had like scrapes on the front and back corner, like of the driver's side of her fancy Rover there. That, like, oh, yeah, you can't drive this thing, can you? you smacked a few things. Yeah, maybe not have a bedazzled steering wheel digging into your hand. I don't know. Now, you was can it get a, right off the lawn. No.
Was it a bedazzled steering wheel cover? Or was it?
Yeah. Yes, okay. It looked like a cover.
Gotcha. Because if she went full bore and did the wheel itself, that's another level of Botox Bev that I don't want to see. The cover's bad enough, though. The cover's bad enough.
Yeah, it was something. And yeah, just could not drive. Well, it helps when you put your cell phone down, but that's just. But, yeah. When I saw that, I was just like, ah, yes.
Yes. That's what I expected.
This makes sense. Right. This makes sense now. But the last one, I've got to kick off the, I guess, the non-HBTT Wizards for giving my boy Matt crap. Because I was listening along, and I haven't pointed it out yet, the... If you're not going out after a shower and you don't put on deodorant, that's fine. You're at your house. You do what you want.
No.
This is a free country, Kevin.
No, Al.
Matt HBTT can do whatever he wants. Whenever. No. If he's not going out, it's fine.
No, it's
he's
not.
He's at home for the evening.
No.
If he wants to not wear deodorant and pop on his socks, I'm to the point now, Kevin, that he can do that.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm not wearing socks, by the way.
But you're wearing deodorant.
Well, I put it on this morning. Yeah. I haven't had a shower since then.
Okay.
I have deodorant that lasts all day.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But if you need to reapply in a sweaty day in Alabama, you reapply.
Absolutely.
You get home from work, you take a shower, you're going to apply.
What kind of calisthenics are you doing when you get home? I mean, you're if you want to do something.
You're not doing any calisthenics. You get out of the shower, you put on deodorant.
Nah, you don't have to.
Al,
HBTT here.
Don't go down that road, man. Don't go down that. I care about you and I care about your wife too much. You can't do it. But you're telling me right, and from what I gather, if you get out of the shower and don't put on deodorant, if your wife catches a whiff. You're going to get corrected real quick, are you not?
Well, we keep our house at a nice, like, 67 degrees.
Okay.
At all times.
Yeah.
So it stays quite comfortable in here. We're not going to break a lot of sweat. If there's an opportunity to break a sweat, of course I'll put it on. I'm with HBTT there. If you're going to go out, yeah, of course.
No, you're not, Al. No, you're not. You are juggling a chode right now, my man. You put deodorant on. Control your stink, man. This is I don't like the side of you there, Tropical.
Well, I knew I'd been going to the well on Liz, and when that kind of popped me during the Wizards this week, I was like, oh, I'm gonna get him now. I'm gonna take Matt's side here.
Why would you okay. Don't get me wrong, right? Matt, solid dude, right? One of the best friends a guy could ask for. I stayed at his place, right? Very nice, very welcoming. I love Double T and his family, right? I love being out there, spending time with them. I do not love the idea that the man does not put on deodorant. Right? Where does the line end, Al? You stop brushing your teeth? You stop washing your undies?
I mean, these are all personal decisions that grown men can make, right?
No, they're not. They're not, Al. We live in a society, right? We have respect for one another. And part of that respect is putting on deodorant, especially for your lovely wife.
Yeah, that's, I just wanted to take us there, you know. HB double T, like all the way, you know. That's...
No. And again, be a fan of HB double T, right? Double T is great people. Do not be a fan of the non-deodorant actions. That's unacceptable behavior.
Well, you may want to be careful with being a fan of HB double T with some of the things he will say. You know, HB double T. Those somas take over, and it's the blood flow is cut off because of that hat, that child's hat that y'all ordered him.
Hey, that's a one size fits all. Man, I can't believe you. And that actually, that got you got a couple new lawns out of me out of that, Al. First one I'm going to go with, Jungle Jerkoff and the Elite. I'm not fans of theirs, right? We're never going to be fans of theirs. It's fine. I don't need to be. People can be. I don't care if you are a fan of them or not. But people who, I don't know, I'm going to say are probably in the age ranges of 25 to maybe 30, tops 30, comparing the Elite and Jack Perry attacking Tony Khan to the NWO? Are you out of your friggin' mind? Have you taken full leaf of all your senses? There's not a comparison to be made. None. Not even close. And I saw multiple comparisons being drawn up on the internet, Al. And the internet's it's a great and horrible place, Al. It's a great and horrible. I wish there was an IQ prerequisite for people to be able to post things online. That would eliminate a lot of the stupidity. But like, especially when I'm saying people that weren't alive to experience the NWO are trying to make comparisons to this and the end. There's no comparisons to make. Shut up. Get off my lawn. None. Zero comparison. Not even close to a comparison. Stop it. Mercedes Moné, off my lawn. Don't care. I'm tired of it, Al. Don't like her. She can't talk. She can't talk, and she hasn't been wrestling. And she is definitely not the chip or the card that's going to win the pot, man. She absolutely is not. Fine hand in the ring. Can't talk. Can't say anything. It's borderline Vicky Guerrero go away heat for me now. Wow. It's not far off. I'm tired of her stupid damn dances. Every other word out of her, like, she's trying so hard to find a catchphrase and nothing's hitting. You can bet on money? What are you, out of your mind? Shut up. Go away. I don't want to hear you anymore. I just don't want to hear you. I'll tell you what, Al. WWE ain't missing her either. Not missing her a bit. The machine kept moving, filled her spot quite well, and is doing just fine without her. So if Tony Khan wants to grab Daddy's checkbook and write her a massive check to come on board, good luck, man. Keep burying those dollars, because I don't think that she's exactly drawing the ratings in which they thought that she would or hoping she would. That part I'm not sure of, Al, but I it ain't there. If she was going to turn around the viewership, you think they would have played that all out footage?
No.
Huh.
No. You would have moved right on, and we've got a product here.
Like, yep. It's miserable, man. It's miserable. Don't like her music. Don't like the stupid hair either. That hair is just—it's just ridiculous, man. Looks like somebody got a box of crayons and started drawing. Right? That's she's got crayon drawn hair. Don't care for it. I'm gonna step out of the world of wrestling for this last one, Al. We often will talk about retail stores, right? Etiquette in retail stores of both customers and employees. And while I was thinking about this the other day, I was reminded of one of my superiors when I worked in retail, who would say consistently, retail would be great if it wasn't for the consumers. Now, are there bad employees at retail stores? Yes, undoubtedly there is. Are there customers that make their jobs that much harder and make them not want to go to work and do a good job? Tenfold over. Yes. If you weren't out there taking dumps on these retail workers, maybe they might enhance their mood a little bit. Maybe they do a little bit better job. Don't make other people's jobs harder. And Al, this is what happened. I'm about to leave. I was picking some things up before I went on my cabin trip, and got to the guy. Looked at my cart. Now, would you know, I had less than the 20 items. Right, came in at a solid 13 because I am the guy that will count. I will make sure I'm under the limit, and even if I'm at 19, I'm probably not going to the speed checkout. Well, right?
Will you count the items in the cart ahead of you?
That no, well, depending, depending on. But I absolutely, like, I will make sure that I am nowhere near 20 items to go through that speed checkout, right? It's the courteous thing to do. I'm standing in line, and this MF in front of me is telling the cashier what everything is supposed to ring up at. Now, I wasn't there for the entire thing. I caught the tail end, which I think was the last three items. One item, he said, that I've seen that at 214, but I also saw it in the store at 229. So, you know, it whichever one that rings up at, you know, that's fine. Whatever price it rings up at is going to be fine either way. That's the price it's supposed to be, right? This isn't a yard sale. You don't get to haggle prices. The one that got me out, and I almost corrected him. I almost had to do a little correcting, Al. He was buying gummies, like Nerds gummies. And he said numerous times to them, nope, and I wish I could remember the price. It was, got two... Whatever it was, I'm not going to remember the exact price. I'm going to say it was $2. And he said, "No, that should be $2." Or what was it? It was $198. Yes, $198, and it was $213. He said, "No, that shouldn't ring up at $213. That should be $198." And the cashier kind of looked at him again, like, "Oh, we're doing this again?" And he goes, "No. See, it should be $198, not $213." And then he went over, and you know the, like, impulse gummy section that you can grab, you know, your fruit snacks and such? He walks over and he points at the wrong label, mind you, and says, see, it's $198. And he goes, whatever, you know, I'm getting six of them, so, you know, you can just do the math and take it off. Are we doing this? Al, we're doing this. 15 cents, Al. 15 cents. He's complaining about 15 cents. Now, Al, I'm not, you know, times can be tough, right? I get it. Times can be tough. But you're talking 15 cents times six is less than a dollar. You're making this man... And this guy, he finally just, he didn't even question it. He's like, I got to get this guy out of here. And then he proceeds to explain to the cashier what happened. He says, well, what happened was whoever was doing the price changes, they just hadn't gotten to this aisle yet. They hadn't got to this aisle yet. Now, I don't know if you've ever worked in retail or not, man. That's not how price changes work. It's a system. It's updated by system. labels are changed. Labels are changed. Price changes are in a system. That's where I wanted to stop him. Are you explaining? You explaining to the employee who works in retail how price changes work incorrectly? Are you out of your damn mind? And you're doing all this over a dollar? Al, I had spent enough time behind this guy where I wanted to give him $2 and tell him to shut up. Here's $2, man. That's enough. Quit making this guy's life more difficult over 90 cents. Stop it. Stop it. And then how do you got the damn balls to explain to him how price changes work when you don't know how price changes work? Where are your nards, man? Where are your nards?
Bless his heart. That's the nicest thing, the southern thing I can say to him. Bless his heart. Like, that's, oh my gosh. There are so many things there. Like, it's hard not to choke people. Like,
yeah.
There's days like that. You run into those people and you're like, you know, maybe the purge isn't the worst idea. Sometimes. I mean, come on. It's just precious. You know, I've had things ring up a different price than what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's in the ballpark and I'm satisfied with that price, okay. But right. When I bought the X-Men bust that they had at Walmart, that they were half off.
Yeah.
And they were still ringing up at full price. And I was like, hey, this actually, because I looked at the tag and everything, like, this mm-hmm. was half price. And, you know, that was the night that the young lady went to go find it, could not find it. So I went and took, like, photos of, like, here's where it is.
Right.
Here is the tag. Here is one just like it on this shelf right here at the tag.
Right.
You know, so that's, and they were, oh, okay, yeah, that's no problem. Well, we'll get that corrected for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, like, $25 off.
Yeah, I'm going to mention it, $25 off.
Yeah.
But
a dollar's, ah, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep your life moving. Why are you spending that much time over a dollar? I just, it was so aggravating, Al. It was so aggravating. And that's why I started off with, like, are there bad retail associates? Sure. But I can almost guarantee you, for every bad retail associate, there's 500 bad retail consumers, man. Like, it's not even close. It's not even close. I'm not like, if it says half off, it doesn't ring up half off. Yeah, I'm probably going to say something. Right? I'm probably going to be like, hey, that was, Tag was telling me half off. Yeah. And what I normally do is I just tell them, like, hey, if it's not, it's not, right? Yeah. Maybe I don't, maybe I'll still get it. Maybe I won't. I don't know. It depends on, you know, kind of where I'm at in my mood.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm not going to, like, I'm not, it's going to be done. I'm going to keep moving.
It's not like it rang up $24.99. No. It's $24.95.
Right.
$24.95 is all I will pay for this. Do not even charge me tax.
He's the kind of guy that would go, was it Steve Martin? Was it Steve Martin, Father of the Bride? Yes.
Yes.
He seemed like the kind of guy that would go Steve Martin just in regular life and start pulling buns and putting buns in. Unacceptable, man. Absolutely unacceptable. Can't stand it. Not for it. Off my lawn. And anybody that's listening out there, if you're going to a retail store and you're acting like this, stop. Stop. I like to believe that our listeners are better than that, Al. That's what I like to believe. If you're not better than that, get better than that.
Yeah, it's, bless their hearts.
Yes, bless them, man. Bless them hard and bless them long. Bless them right in the middle of the eyes. I'm plus them right up the yee now. With that, Al, man, we gotta keep this moving. We can't keep pitching about a 90-cent situation here. We gotta move on to the mission, man. We've been having a lot of fun with the mission. We are. Do you know how far into? Do you have a percentage of jacks that we're through at this point?
So of the BCAs, I took what the Vintage Jacks BCA, the information that he provided. He had a database, like kind of a blog of all the different things. So I put them into a spreadsheet. We are essentially through page one and not even a quarter of the way down on page two of three.
Oh, so we're getting almost halfway.
About a third.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take that. That's not bad. And I mean, we knew when we started the mission, we knew when we got to Jack's, it was going to be a pack your lunch situation. So, and we've been on Jack's for.
And this is just Bone Crunchers. We're not even two classic superstars.
Yeah. Yeah. Classic superstars is going to be. We might have to sprinkle in some. Go back in time there to some WCW timeline wise. I know we would have to. Yeah.
Yeah, once we get out of the woods with BCAs, that's one of the things where, we will have multiple discussions as that window narrows down. As we get closer, where we can take this, maybe some original San Francisco toy makers.
All right. Look where your head's at.
When the classic superstars start, I'll be like, listen to the fantasy footballers and. Mike Wright, he was talking about the draft. He's like, the pants are off now, like they're big Arizona Cardinals fans.
Okay.
And they drafted Marvin Harrison, and then they got Trey Benson.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it. He's like, there's no pants ever again.
Never putting them back on. I like it. And when we get on the mission here, always brought to you by our good friends over at J and J Figures. Follow them across all social media at J-A-N-D-J. Figures, man, you want to hop in their Whatnot stream, you want to hit the website. The website is jjfigures.com. Love the website, man. Look for that Fig Drop Friday. Look for that Friday stream at noon. You can look up their schedule, man. They got their schedule posted up, man. Love the Sunday stream. Love being in there. Check them out. You're going to find deals. You're going to find steals. You're going to get real live kind of almost market value of these figs. It's entertaining. They have a good time. They're good guys. Buy with confidence. They ship. I mean, their shipping is fantastic. Hell, it's so good. That's one of the things that always blows me away. Fast, and they take care of things, man. They ship quick, and they ship right. It's J&J Figures, man. Go check them out. Love J&J Figures. Again, across all social, hit J&J Figures. The website, jjfigures.com. Hop on there. Take a look. They got something you need. I guarantee it. Al, the mission. What are we diving into today?
So last time we did the Stone Cold Steve Austin 3-pack. We got another theme 3-pack from Hill's Department Store Specials.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's the Lord of Darkness 3-pack, and we're going to go on a little adventure. So if you want to look along at Wrestling Figure Database, they've got the carded version of these. We're going to look at this Jax BCA Lord of Darkness 3-pack featuring the dead man himself, The Undertaker. Three times. This is gonna derail, Kevin. Here we go. We'll start as, per usual. We'll go left to right. We have the standard, the Undertaker we've been seeing lately. It looks like it's back to the jagged sleeves, though, like just the painted on jagged sleeves and not a, not like the tassel or the edge, like a set edge, design. It's just the jagged sleeves on the lace up front. Don't like that. There's just, we had a bunch of these left over. All right, throw them in this one. It'll be fine. But it's the, He's very mute in color, got the all black. The face isn't terrible, like compared to some of the other Undertaker faces. Mm-hmm. It's got the strand of hair hanging down. Like, I'm not as mad at this face as I can be.
Right.
Got the like the wrist guards, gauntlets, whatever you want to call those, on there. Black, as always. The laces up the sides of the tights on the pants. It's got the left hand open, so you could do a choke slam with this. Oh, yeah. Not the worst Undertaker figure, but not impressive to me. Like, it's just, you're just there. Yep. Like, that's where you're at with these.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alan. This is one that we've seen before recently, I want to say. It is just all very standard, you know, black. They do have the little bit of detail there in the front and on the side of the legs, which I don't mind. The face is not the worst face. The more I look at it, the more I kind of enjoy that Series 1 Undertaker face compared to this one, I guess. I don't know if that's just from a nostalgia standpoint or not. I just, the more I look at it, the less I kind of care for this face. You know, you mentioned that you can get a choke slam there, and there's some decent play, but you can't really get a tombstone in any of these bone crunchers just based on articulation, but you can get close to a tombstone with this. You can absolutely get the choke slam in there. So it's decent. It's decent. I don't know where I fall on this, to be honest with you. I don't think I'm a huge fan of this one. I think this is pretty average, maybe a C+. Knowing that we've seen it before, Al, where have we put it in the past?
So we've been kind of a range with these Taker figs, and the ones we like tend to fall in the C+ range, I've noticed. We had one B+. It's a live wire set, the figure after Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Gotcha. That would make sense. Yeah. Being next to that Sloth Austin will put your grade up real easy.
The Super 7 Andre might look good compared to that Austin.
Yes.
You know, that's saying something there.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of with you that, you know, it's all right. You know, the face being a little more acceptable from this view, I kind of tend to go the C+ route as well. Like, as far as it's nothing to write home about. There's nothing to get excited about. It'd been fun if they would have incorporated some of the tattoos as they had in some of these. But I fully believe this was just a grab what's here in the factory, and we're going to make a pack out of this for these retailers to sell.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Is C+ too generous, Al? Or are you seeing it as a C+?
I mean, that's kind of where I was in the C+ range. The face not having the teardrop is what kind of lended me that, okay, that's just a nudge in that direction. That's barely, that would split the difference between the C and C+ for me.
Gotcha.
That's the only.
Yeah, I like it. I like it for a CL. That's kind of where I'm going to land.
I'm good with the C. Yeah. That's the other thing too, is that it was on kind of that cutting edge, and it was just barely there with me. So we can give it a C and proceed. Now, do you want to do the middle guy next, or do you want to save that for last?
Boy, let's save that for last.
Are we stomping? Yeah,
why don't we stomp, Al?
So if you're looking along in Wrestling Figure Database and you go to the far right of this package, you will see the unadorned Undertaker Stomp figure from Stomp Series 1. Just, wow. You know, these aren't selling, huh? He's got the low-cut shirt because it had to have the, you know, the guard and everything and all this stuff. They had a chest plate in the Stomp series. But the way that these are painted, you know, were for the Stomp series. No other reason to paint it like this, but that's exactly why. That's what we saw in the Stone Cold Steve Austin shirt.
Yes.
That was a Stomp figure. Got the just the muted black. It's smooth all over as far as, like, there's no lacing, no intricacies, no details. He's got purple elbow pads, black wrist tape, purple knee pads. Got kind of the sneer. I'm not fully... I feel like the first, that BCA, was a little closer to Undertaker as far as a face scan.
Yeah.
To me, than this one. I'm not sure who this is.
I know exactly who it is, Al.
Who is that?
Put a swastika on its forehead. Who do you think it looks like?
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
That's old Charlie Takers, who that is. I'm not a fan of this, Al. It is such a phoned-in move. They stripped the Stomp Taker, threw it in this three-pack. Now, yes. I quite honestly, I don't hate the purple knee pads. I really don't. For the Stomp figure. This is not looking like a Stomp figure.
No.
Like, I would have much rather seen them throw in, like, one of the early edition Takers. Would have looked great in this pack. The one with the long tie, right? Would have looked great in this pack. Not the stripped down BCA. Like, we can agree, the Stomp figures were, they were something else, man. They were yeah, just something else. Not highly rated by and large from what the ones that we've looked at. But they had kind of their, we made the exception because that's what they were. They were the Stomp figures. Now, this is a Stomp figure that you've given us no Stomp. And I don't like it, man. I don't want to say this is a complete fail because it, boy, maybe it is.
There are aspects that can get you to Taker, at least.
Yeah.
With this. Like, there's no... It's laziness. Like, it's a poor grade. You know, it's going to be a poor grade.
Yeah.
But the fail, I think, would just have to be, like, it makes no sense. And, you know, if you would have had some random, like, if he was in a pink jumpsuit, yeah, that's not Taker.
Right.
Yeah, you botched the colors or something like that. That's, you know, Taker's typically all black.
Yeah.
You know, very dark figure. But it's not without the accessories. I looked it up. It was from episode 52 with the Jays, Stomp Series 1. Taker got a B.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because I remember he had the specific accessories that went with the Taker.
Yeah.
Good color blends, like they had the purple for the accent, like the chest piece, mm-hmm, the boot covers and everything.
Yeah.
Had the axe with the skull on it and things like that. Like, it makes sense for the Taker.
Right.
But you stripped all that away. No accessories whatsoever. You just, here's the bare bones. It's one of those random figs you would find at a yard sale.
Yes.
For, you know, three for a dollar or something like that.
Is it just past FL?
Yes, that's where I was at a D- with this, because this is pure laziness.
Yeah.
It's not got redeeming qualities to undo the laziness for me. Like, there's not enough detail, there's not enough goodness here to withstand. You just threw this in a box, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. D-. It sucks.
It does. But now, oh boy. We get this guy in the middle.
Now we might rumble on this one, Al.
Well, it's the statue figure.
Yeah.
You know, the statue style, like we've been seeing with the Austin, with the Legends past and present, with Andre.
Yep.
Which the Jays ran like a couple of Fridays ago.
Okay, did it do well?
I don't know. I wasn't able to jump on. I think I was, that may have been one of my travel days, or just getting back from travel days.
Yeah.
So, I was unable to attend that one. But you've got the statue version of Taker. Just looking at it from the start, outfit alone, this is accurate to what he's wearing at this time. Yes. Like as far as the lace top there, like with the laces and everything that it can kind of open up. He's got the black fingerless gloves. They incorporated tattoos, mm-hmm. which typically raises the bar for us. The way he is packaged in this, if you look at the figure, the left hand is straight up and it's kind of open where you could be doing a choke slam. You could be doing one of these Undertaker, like just supernatural type poses, yeah. you know, with this arm rotating it around. The right arm is bent like at a 90 degree curl. The anatomy of this. Well, let's get the face first, then we'll get to the anatomy of this guy. The face is more like a caricature, you know, of the Undertaker. These were a little bit more cartoonish yeah. in nature. Detailing the hair, like, you know, the texturing of the hair there. Got the goatee, got the purple eye makeup, the eyeshadow there. Got some deep lines in that face. That is one thing that I'm kind of, if you'd have smoothed that out, I think this would be a lot more fun. They kind of made him a little skinnier than I like my Undertaker. Yeah. Now we'll talk about his body. Is he a lefty, Kevin? Because that bicep is Greg the Hammer Valentine worthy. That's Big Papa Hammer right there.
Is he quagging?
Yeah. Yeah, he just discovered broadband internet or something.
Al, I own this. I own this fig. I have it with the like the backdrop that it comes with, where like the whatever the statue release series actually was. I'm a fan. I'm an absolute. This is the best looking one, obviously, of the three that we're looking at. This is a
hands down.
This is a better statue than the Andre. Better than the Austin. I think that the detail in the face for me is there, man. It's more in line with the face that you see on the card, which I like.
Right.
Adding the details into like the tattoos, which the tattoos, the color of them obviously is a little bit different than what you would prefer, but they went tattoos, and I'm happy that they did. The amount of detail they have in the body there is fantastic. I like the pose, right? And you're not doing much with these. Right, arm up, arm down. There's no real posing it. Like I had the way that it's in package is exactly how it's posed in my room, my office here. The way I have it posed, the fig pose. For what it is, it's fantastic. Right, going into it, knowing it's a mantelpiece, knowing that it's not you're not playing with this fig, right. It's got the, it should be, you know, with the backdrop and everything. It's, and I don't know if like being next to the other two takers is bringing it up for me. Like I have this fig. I think it's a fine fig. I've had it for a long time. I like this one a lot, Al. Body type? Yeah, you're right. It's not there. But like with this line, you know, the body type's not going to be there. Look what we saw with Andre. Look what we saw with Austin. Look what we're seeing with Taker here. A little bit more cartoony, right? We know that. I'm a fan of this, Al. You're likely going to have to walk me down.
So the biggest thing, this is the drawback on the body type. Like from the waist down, I think that's fantastic. Like as far as the style, the shape, you know, that you could, you know, have of the Undertaker of this era. Those lats are, those are beefy. Like that's some, you know, maybe if it was a Kane figure, I'd let you get away with the lats, Triple H, you know. But I would like that a little more proportional for my life. Again, it's the best figure in this box. Like that's not a question. Those lat, and then the arms appear to be a different size. That right arm appears like it's this wide, where he's Scott Steiner on the other arm a little bit.
It might appear that way, Al. I'm pretty sure it's just the pose. I'm pretty sure. I have this fig. You want me to grab the fig, Al?
If you would like to. I mean, that left bicep and then the way that it's distended from the shoulder is the other thing that's kind of like, it seems odd to me.
So give me, you keep breaking it down. Yeah.
The tattoos, they attempted the detail of the tattoos. I'll give them that. It looks like it was drawn a little bit by a madman, but it does have the theme of the Undertaker's tattoos. It does have some of the essence that you would capture there in the tattoo range. I'll give it that. It does look like it's drawn by a madman, though. That's what I'm going to say is that, okay, they do kind of match.
Yep.
Seeing it at that angle.
Yep, they are, the arms are absolutely proportionate to one another. Looking at it out of box, the face is a little bit darker than it looks in box.
Okay. That actually looks, that's a tremendous looking figure.
Yeah. And the backdrop, like I say, it's this, I don't even remember what it was called. I wish I did. It's a statue series type thing. It looks, I mean, it's a great looking fig, man.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, I don't know, for what it is, and again, it's 100% a mantelpiece. It ain't bad, man. It ain't bad. It's an A for me.
Seeing it in that light brings it up, you know, a few points. I'd probably lean more A minus, just because there's a couple of things that I was like, if you'd have got it a little bit more in the vein, I'm trying not to, you know, destroy the nature of these statues that they had at this time, you know, because what they were was, it was supposed to be, you know, disproportional. I don't know why I was like, looking at this, looking at that one, they seem like two different figs to me, because seeing it in person, it's beautiful. Like, that thing looks incredible. And it could be the lighting, could be the way they had to take the pictures. It honestly, we see this time in, time again, that the way things are painted, like that one looks painted super clean.
Yeah.
You know, every little detail of that looks super, super clean. Man, that. Okay, I'm with you. I'm an A.
Yeah. And I think the only, like, I kind of wish I had a new one, because this one has, I've had this for a very long time. Boy, probably 25-ish years. And it lived with me when I was a cigarette smoker. And it's seen some dark times. You can see there's some discoloration there on the arms. But it's an A, man. It's a damn fine fig. It's one that I might actually look for, you know, just to update, or, you know, I'll probably never get rid of this one here, but to have one that actually looks the way it should look, you know, just not with the years of wear and tear on it. It's good, man. It's good. Look at that. We landed on an A, man. I brought you up to me.
Yeah, that's hard for you to do.
Yeah. Hey.
It's episode 76. I've got my 76ers hat.
Yeah.
We're talking about Mongo McMichael, you know, right now.
I gotcha. So, I gotcha.
76.
So what does that put the pack at? I mean, do we
So I did the average.
Okay.
I did the numerical average. It was the same as the Austin pack. It was a 77.3 because you got a stomp dragging it down.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Makes sense. Was there an A in that Austin?
No, but I don't think we went to D minus.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was C minus, B minus, C plus.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's, I mean, that statue taker is the only thing that's bringing it up. That the old mantelpiece.
Yeah. Man. Which it's after seeing that, like, that's a very desirable collector's item type piece that if you've got you a taker collection, which I do, that seems to be ever growing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have an episode talking about, you know, refining the collection again. It's getting crazy.
Don't refine the collection. I'll define the collection. Man, not bad. Love that. Love the mission. Again, brought to you by our good friends and sponsors over at J&J Figures. Check them out, jjfigures.com. Hop in there, man. Look at Fig Drop Friday. Pay attention to the website, man. They're not just bringing in the new stuff. They're bringing in the old stuff. They're bringing in the kind of old stuff, the kind of new stuff, man. They're all over the place. You want figs, they have figs. Buy from good people, old Jay and young Jay alike, man. Good guys over there. We're big fans of theirs. Take the time. Peruse, man. Flip through the pages. They got stuff over there that you absolutely need. Other nice thing about them too, new stuff coming out. They have it coming in. You're gonna get it before you ever think to see it on your store on your store shelves. So if there's something that you're thinking that you can't miss. J&J got it. You better get it. You better get it quick, man. Better get it quick. Love those guys over at J&J. J&J Figures across all social medias and jjfigures.com. Al. Trophies, my man. Trophies.
So I don't have them in hand. I heard the door open here as I shifted the headphones. Cassie and the boy got back. The wife's been hunting for me. It's nice. It's a little scary sometimes when she does.
Yeah, yeah.
But today she grabbed me the. I got two new AEW figures because. I did not have a Platinum Max Caster and Anthony Bowens in my collection.
Nice. Tag team shelf, yeah.
But now I do.
Nice, nice.
The Acclaimed are coming to the tag team shelf. They may go in the AEW ring. That's one of the things I'm working on here is to display some of the wrestlers and gimmicks and, you know, the figures that I enjoy from AEW. I put them all here together. It's not as many as it used to be, but... Anyway, but yeah, she grabbed me those. I was super excited. I was hoping that there would randomly be one of those 1 of 5,000 Billy Guns. That would have just sent it over the top. Unfortunately, no, and that's okay. That's, you know, I've had a few. I mean, in some of the big groups, stumble across those in the wild, so they were very excited. A lot of them, it was their first chase. So
yeah,
I'm gonna be keeping the eye out. Good old daddy there.
My daddy.
But I got some figs. I'll start with the Target ones first, and I'll finish with the coup de grace there. That is the Monday Night War. I got my pre-order in from Target. The Yokozuna.
Nice.
The Ultimate Edition. Just got the basic Ultimate Edition here, but It's a solid fig. I'm thinking about making a big meaty guy's shell.
I like that, man.
That's the big meaty boys. That's something we can get behind. I know Taylor Hassler would approve.
How does that Ultimate Edition yoke compare to the other yokes? Is it as big?
It's a very similar size.
Okay.
I think it's got a little bit more in the keister.
Okay.
Like it's got a little bit more rump on
it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's a fantastic job. I like some of the faces a little better on some of the previous yokes, like that, was it a Royal Rumble with the build of Jimmy Hart?
Yep, yep.
I kind of like that face just a touch better than this. But as a fig, and especially with the red and the black, you know, gear, the sumo gear, it's fantastic.
Okay.
I pre-ordered, I know these are going to be shelf warmers, but I don't know why. It could be the glasses, could be the shirt, but I pre-ordered the Ichiban Hogan figure.
You know what I think it might be too, Al? The hair.
Yeah. I mean, that's... That would glow in the dark.
Right.
Yeah. On this show, if you've been with us a while, we've booked a lot of fig lines. And we've said ones we've wanted.
Yeah.
And described them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if it's the universe, Mattel, Dear Lord, Baby Jesus, you know, whomever.
Somebody's listening to us.
Listening to us because I hold in my hand the Captain Lou Albano figure that I wanted.
That's awesome, man.
This is a hands down like fig of the year candidate. That sneer, the shirt with him on it. It is a little faded, like on that little screen print.
Yep.
But just fantastic. Got all the stuff.
Boy, that's amazing.
Fun. Just, it makes you want to enjoy life a little more. Spoke it into existence. We're going to take credit for that.
Of course.
That's one of the figs we booked. So I need my slick to go with this. Come on, Mattel.
Yeah, you do.
We need him.
This line came out with two figs that were in our fantasy book.
Yeah.
We're doing something, man.
Yeah. I didn't have Sultan on my bingo card for any time, wrestling fig-wise. I mean, I knew if they went deep in the weeds, and I say that not as a disrespect or a slight to the Sultan, but that is a more obscure character for the wrestling world, to say the least. From Wrestling Collector Shop, I had a pre-order that I forgot to mention last week. And Owen wanted to see him done up because I had him as the original as he came in the box with the hair, no mask and everything. But I made my executioner. One Terry Bam Bam Gordon.
Nice.
This is a cool fig. This is a lot of fun. He's going back to Bam Bam when he gets displayed. Him and Michael P.S. Hayes will be displayed together as they should be. Free birds. That's a must. If I stumble across another one of these, like I would grab it just to have it both ways.
Right.
But yeah, executioner Terry Gordy, fun fig. Then the last one. We'll close the main event because I found three of these thus far. Technically, I found two. My good buddy Jeremiah Smith Roush is one that. He's had the lookout, and I was like, oh, man, I need that Roddy. And he messaged me like, hey, I got it. Like, just the Monday Night Wars Roddy.
Beautiful.
I displayed him this way and then with the icon because I have two of them. I said I found three because there's some goober in Minnesota that I apparently send figs to, you know, regularly. Well, semi-regularly, we'll say. But I found you one as well.
Yeah, love it, man.
This Captain Lou and Yoko, and I lean more this and Captain Lou, like potentially figs of the year, like in that discussion. It's just so the head scans on Roddy, where they screwed up Brett. I think all three of these are great for that era, Roddy.
Yes, couldn't agree with you more, man. Couldn't agree with you more. That's a fantastic haul too. Fantastic haul.
It's nice to get those in every once in a
while. Yeah, man. I got kind of a weird haul, man. I came across it on Twitter. Somebody said that Walmart was selling Ultimate Editions for like $7 or $6, something like that. And you know how sometimes they'll post the link and you click the link and it just says, you know, item sold out or not available, whatever. So I click the link and Alexa Bliss Ultimate Edition, $6.
That's an awesome one.
I said, yeah, send it. Send it on over. You never get an Ultimate Edition that cheap. I mean, sometimes you get like clearance and then a busted box on top of clearance, and you might see him down closer to like $13. But man, was that a steal! I was pumped about that. Came across the CM Punk Luminaries. Had to get it, Al. Had to get it. I can tell you, he won't be holding that. No, it's an ROH mic, so he can hold the ROH mic. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
He'll be going next to the rest of the CM Punks. I'm taking the AEW mics out of his hands. I'm just getting rid of that. That's enough.
All right, Tony Khan.
You watch your whore mouth. So, got a package from my good friend Al. Likes to call me a goober. And,
with a package like that, I can call you that, right?
Is
that
hey, you send saying? Me packages like that, you call me whatever you want. Call me Kathleen if you want. There was a moonstem, man. There was a moonstem. Can't thank you enough, man. Awesome stuff. Molly's going to be working on those.
Yeah, I see Hillbilly Jim without his overalls, and it's unnerving.
That is unnerving, yeah. Yeah, she's got some fun ideas, man. She's she looked at it and like I told you, she read the bag in a Southern accent, which was hilarious because she doesn't do accents. Yeah, she doesn't do accents very well. So, Al.
Yeah, Molly, watch yourself. You got a yellow card at the
lawn. Alan, I got such a kick out of it. But she's got some fun ideas for that, man. She's definitely going to give it a whirl. She's got some. You might get a couple extra items for your custom to wear.
Good boy.
It'll be fun, Al. It'll be fun. Yeah. She got a kick out of it. So yeah, she's gonna try and tackle that project.
Just those don't fit over those boots. That was the thing. That's what I needed her precision, her skill.
Yeah,
because that particular set of overalls don't fit over them.
And you know what she did too? She looked at me. She goes, "I'm gonna need a pair of jeans." I looked at her, I said, "You are not cutting out, Al. I wear silver jeans, man, and I'm not sacrificing a pair of silvers to get."
I wish I'd have known that. I would have sent you some old like, jeans that had ripped in them. Yeah, take what you need. Go.
So she's tackling that project. She seems pretty interested in seeing what she can come up with. So always good news. She's super creative, super talented. So I'm sure she'll come up with something.
That job to her and not you.
That was a wise choice. What else was there? Oh, Al, Lex Luger is complete.
Nice.
Lex is complete. Pumped about that, man. Pumped about that. Found the rest of what was needed for old Monday Night Wars, and there we have. And Al, you know what else? It was kind of neat. Like they went through a reset at my local here, and they actually had some stuff, man. I grabbed the Kurt Angle. I don't know. I'm not in love with the cloth singlet.
I have taken it off. Like because he's got the shorts
okay
on underneath, yeah. And so I have mine displayed like that with the belt, the medals, and then just the shorts.
Yeah,
no single.
Yeah, I'm not in love with the cloth singlet, but I realize that that's the only Kurt Angle I've added to the collection, which shocked me. Because the only other angle that I think I want is the Shield Kurt Angle, and that seems weird. But I was actually at that show.
It's the Shield Kurt Angle. If you just have an extra bald Kurt Angle head and pop it on to, I think it's Dean Ambrose's body, you've got your Shield Kurt Angle.
Really?
That's legit.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
That's, That's how they did it.
Interesting. All right. I might have to look into that. I was at that show, had a great time at that show. So, there's some other Kurtz that have been out here and there, but I was shocked actually. That was the first angle that made it to the collection. Cause I've always been a fan of his work. So I was just kind of surprised that that was the first one that made it to the collection. So I was pumped about that. I don't think there was anything else that I added to the collection. I'm trying to remember here, Alex. I don't think so, man. I think that's it. Is that it, Al?
Yeah. Did you like how I sent Marty with a belt?
Yeah.
Because he said that belt was his, and I wasn't about to argue with Marty Schmitty.
He's the rightful champ. So what I need to do now is find that other HBK, yeah?
Yeah, if you find another of the WrestleFest HBKs and do a little warm water head swap, you could be in business with a sweet, sweet set of rockers.
Yeah, might keep my eyes peeled out. I might keep my eyes peeled for something like that, man.
Do you have that HBK cracked? Because verify the skin tones are...
I do have that HBK cracked, and that is a great idea. I should verify, because that would be...
Verify that.
Yeah.
Or just, if you get an extra one, just peel the extra stuff off and put the chest plate and everything and just put that on Marty.
Yeah.
As is.
Can you swap the halves?
You can. It's a little bit more in-depth surgery.
Okay.
It's not a build a figure.
Gotcha. Then I'm not doing it then.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it then, Al. I can't risk it. I don't want to pull Arne Anderson's hand off, you know? You know.
Yeah. My custom Stone Cold has a message for you. It's both fingers.
Okay. Gotcha. Oh, yeah. Two thumbs up. Gotcha. That's a custom.
Yeah, that's a thumb. Yeah.
Man, that was good. I came really close to buying a shredder. Really close, because those ones that they come out, they're like, God, what are they, like $45, something like that? They're in the NECA area of Walmart. Those were on clearance. And I told myself, I'll give it one more week. If I go back and they're, you know, because you should get about 7 days on that first big time markdown, and then mark it down a little bit more after that. So are you looking for any of those?
Which version of these are they? Like the movie ones?
No, the book. Okay. Yeah.
I have seen some of those, and I've debated it. It was, I think, like the $35 price tag was the one that I always kind of strayed away from.
Yeah.
The horror ones, like that's the ones that I would entertain, but I'm also selective on those because I got Casey Jones, I got Franken Wrath, like I would get the Wolfman Wrath, but that's the correct turtle to be shopping
right
for,
so. Yeah, we all understand that, and if you don't understand that, you're probably a guy that's complaining about 90 cents in a speedy checkout line. Anyways, Al, that was good. That was some good trophies, man. That's a good trophy week for both of us, man. I'm happy about that. That's good. It's been a while since we've both been in good trophy weekends, right?
Yeah, it is nice. Did Molly enjoy her boggin?
She did, man. She did. She nice. She was pumped. She looked at it and I said, "That's well." I mean, just to clarify to all of our listeners here, Al did not send Molly a sled.
I wasn't talking about
it's
a sled.
It's a stocking cap is what what Al sent to Molly, and it was I can't draw the name.
Straight to ale.
There it is. And she goes, "Wow, what is that?" And I said, "It's a brewery down at brewery."
Did you say brewery?
So yes, we. let me explain that for you, Al. Because anybody that doesn't know is probably gonna question it. Patton Oswalt, in one of his comedy specials, instead of calling it a brewery, he called it a brewery, and he just kind of rolled with it and kept the joke going and kept on calling it a brewery. So Okay. Yeah, it's
that makes sense. You're not having a
stroke. No. It's and that's why when we do talk about the breweries, we from time to time we'll call it the brewery. So it's it was his first stand up special, I think, after his wife had passed away, or the one right before his wife had passed away. Okay. It's if you like Patton Oswalt, it's worth it. But yeah, just that was the one joke that we kind of enjoyed out of that special was the brewery joke. So. That's why I held on to it. Don't worry, Al. I'm not stroking out on you.
Okay.
Or off. Anyways, so with that, Al, yeah. What else you got, man?
Well, we'll hit them with the socials. They're on the Twitter machine. You can find this show at TotsPod. You can find the channel show at GBW Pods. That's Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast, at Year of Pod on Twitter. If you're not listening to that show, I'm going to give them a free plug here because this is some fun wrestling. And I tend to agree with you. The Rougeaus are some of the most fun wrestlers to watch, to actually get to see in this particular season. It's fantastic. Yeah. Jacques and
Ramon Rougeau,
all American boys. Yeah, they're all American boys.
It's so funny too because I think going into this, neither one of us had the Rougeaus as kind of being the star of the year, but the Rougeaus are the stars of the year. Man, it has been so incredible.
Legends line, make it happen. We need Jimmy in the fleur-de-lis coat and with the Rougeau brothers with the robes. The entrance robes. Give us all
the jackets,
please.
Man. I'd be happy with the jackets.
Yeah,
they're fantastic, man.
Give them little American flags too.
Please, please give me.
If there was ever a tag team entrance great, and as much as I love Demolition, if you gave me entrance great Rougeau brothers, and you hit the button and it played all American boys to the moon.
To the right past the moon, man. We're hitting Mars stems at that point.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry, got off the socials there. Year of Duke and Rogue is a lot of fun. That is my sweet spot of wrestling. The year that you are covering here between WrestleManias 4 and 5 was where it became forever a wrestling fan in my book. Like that era is what locked it in. Like, this is the foundation. This is all the brick and mortar stuff. But man, this is it.
Woo.
Got all excited about that. I'm just, come on, Mattel.
Make it happen.
Rougeaus. But yeah, socials, Facebook, you can find us, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast, Instagram at GBW Pods. The moron that runs both of those is probably speaking to you right now, and he's trying to do better with that. I'm a slacker sometimes. And then the only place to buy officially licensed Gorilla Brain Wrestling Pod merch is at ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. We got our core designs up. Go check them out. Buy you a shirt. You support the pod. They're great. I love you get the soft good. They've got now a free soft
nice
upgrade, but you get the soft goods upgrade. They're so comfortable. Yeah. Just very comfortable shirt.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. I'm going to throw in a little extra plug here for Monday night so you can catch the Shining Wizards here. And you can catch all the Gorilla Brain Wrestling podcasts on the Shining Wizards Network as well. Live every Monday night, you can catch myself, KJG, Double T, and my main man, Tony. Check us out over there, obviously. And then, man... I love the shirts, Al. I think we're getting close to another design up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorting out some things. It's how to lay out this, the lettering in the shirt, the way I want to accomplish it, to really just stick it to Kevin for this shirt is where it's hanging up right now. Just full disclosure to everyone listening. It's how I can stick this to Kevin. The Year of Duke and Rogue shirt was almost like I did not draw y'all's faces, but it was very close to Duke getting you so good
It'll never happen.
So very close.
It'll never happen.
Man, you think he's got that tall, lanky Swede's got the coordination to pull something like that off? You're wrong. Anyways, with that, man, we'll put a bow on this one. We had a fun time. Thank you very much to everybody taking the time to check us out. Special thank you to all our friends out there. You know who you are. We shout you out for episodes upon episodes, man. Thank you very much. We love y'all. With that, Al, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.